This is Twit.
This is the newest thing on Twitter. Lance, I take it you're not a fan.
Yeah, I get it that Twitter has to grow. It has to, they have plans to get more people using the service, and they want to make more money. They want to increase revenues by a lot. And they also want to, compete in this new sort of creator game. If you notice on all the platforms, including TikTok, they now are sort of identifying so-called creators, which gives them an opportunity to make money on the platform. So it's very exciting. Twitter, you really don't have that opportunity. I mean, it's really not that kind of space. And, I've been on it, 2007, so however many years that is. And, it's still my favorite social media. Now, super follows would give me the idea to create sort of a supra version of my Twitter content.
So who pays? Do you pay or do your followers pay?
No, followers pay. So this, again,
they subscribe to you.
Subscribers, and so when we talk about something like Substack, with people doing newsletters and now getting people to pay a yearly subscription fee for this special information. So imagine on Twitter, you've got specialized tweets, or you've got private concerts, or you've got special photos, or maybe I charge you for doodles that I will.
Are they trying to be Patreon? Are they being Patreon? Is that the idea?
Yeah, a little bit. It's all in that sort of same mix. And I guess I feel like, look, and I'm not that guy. I don't have enough followers to really monetize what I'm doing there. I mean, you need a scale. There's a bigger conversation to have here. We have a ton of people flooding to Substack, all these journalists saying, I'm starting my own newsletter.
Well,
you're going to pay for it.
Twitter bought Review, another newsletter platform like Substack.
It's interesting is I've been on Review for years.
Oh, really?
I have a newsletter on Review. Yeah. I mean, it's small, it's a bit, but I've been doing it. It's a place where I just kind of talk. My newsletter is sort of free form. But yeah, all of this is moving in the direction of finding a way to have a section of Twitter be sort of this special premium area where you can pay to get more. To get, if you like Steve Martin's tweets, Steve Martin to go on Twitter, he's funny, right? But he's going to be even funnier in the
if
super
you pay
follow
him
space.
Money.
right. I guess look.
You
I'm
say
very
that
lucky
is,
to
Steve,
have.
Is Steve Martin doing it, or is that just an example?
No.
Do we know anybody who is doing it yet? Yeah.
It's too soon. No. I think
it's not available
I've not
yet.
Seen anything.
Okay.
I'm checking to see if there's something, in my Twitter that would say, hey, you have this opportunity. Because, by the way, they integrated Review fast. Like, I already had a pop-up that said, if you do a Twitter thread, they know that you like to write. So they're like, we have a newsletter product now. How about you do that? So Twitter's getting more proactive about this stuff. I just think that for most people, super follows just – it's not going to be a thing because most people don't have enough followers to really monetize in a way that makes sense unless you charge a whole lot for premium tweet content or Twitter content, and then it better be great.
Yeah.
So I made a so-called promise yesterday, I believe, where I said I will never charge you for my tweets. And then if I read all the way to the end, I said – probably.
Just had to. This is your Medium, your article on Medium. Okay, I'll never charge you unless I do. And then maybe I will.
Fine print. Read the fine print.
So you're a creator, Shira. I mean, is this...
Yeah.
I assume that you understand better than most how hard it is to take your product and make money, make a living doing
it. Yeah. It's something I'm thinking about a lot. And, I watched the ABC News documentary about OnlyFans. And I think it is fascinating, these platforms that are allowing you just the freedom to do this. The thing is, what's that extra thing that you're going to do, and how do you scale it? And is the platform the right platform to do that for discovery and everything, right? And so I do think Twitter is actually one of my favorite platforms still, because I feel like they're not hiding your tweets. There's no algorithm. It's easy to get in front of people,
right,
which other platforms have lost, right?
That's really
and,
true. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I, that's what I
Facebook,
wish
you other, have no idea who's going to see what you post.
And I feel like it's the one place I feel like I still have engagement, and I know that people will see it. And if you add the right hashtags, it gets into that grouped in there for discovery. So it's but then what would that thing be? That would be the extra thing, like Lance said, that would get people to pay for that. Like,
right,
you would need, it would need to be above and beyond what you do. And then that's also more work. And then, you're putting in the effort, hoping for more back. And mm-hmm. So it's always the thing that you need to think about. And I think every platform you're going to see that. Clubhouse, you're going to see a monetization capability. Obviously, we have it on Twitter. We have it on YouTube. Like, you have tips, or you could also do subscription. It's like, how much more can you do and create? How many hours do you have in the day? You just need to be smart about it and strategize. And it really depends on your brand.
There was some criticism of a Squarespace Super Bowl ad where they took Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 and they made it 5 to 9. And it was all about your side hustle.
Yeah.
And the criticism was, I'm exhausted. 9 to 5, and now I got to do shrubbery pruning?
No, working 9 to 9. Let's be clear. It's 9 to 9.
Or even
or 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Right?
And anybody who's done this, especially YouTube creators, it's exhausting.
It is. I think that we need to be able to scale what we do without it being every hour, right? Like, how is it?
Yes.
Like, right now, for me, I need to be there to create. How can you put in 2 hours and get 6 hours from that?
Right.
That's the question. It's like, so, and that's where I see like building products. Like, you know, if you build a product in e-commerce, but then you also have to upfront, like a startup, you need upfront to develop that product, to produce it, to put Facebook ads or Instagram ads against it. It's like $50,000.
I'm getting a nervous breakdown just listening to you.
Well, yeah, you know, so I had a, so this is actually, I had a talk, a meeting with VaynerMedia. They have a talent management company.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
I love Gary. So I wasn't talking to Gary. I was talking to one of his people. And he goes,
yeah, Gary's got people now because he can't do 9 hours a day.
So he goes, you know, you're into vulnerability and personal growth and all that. Why don't you start a clubhouse? You know, you do that clubhouse, you go all in, you build a few thousand people listening to, or even just 1,000, you go to Substack and then you're selling them on Substack. And it was just like, in my head, it all makes sense. But then it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah. When does it end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So many different platforms.
I feel so bad for you
for
people.
For our attention.
It's
hard. You don't. Like, where do you put your time and effort?
It's so
exactly. Yeah. Everything's a choice.
And everybody under 30, I'm sure, feels this pressure to, well, what's your Insta? What's your Twitter? It's like, it feels like everybody's expected to be a creator, and everybody's expected to bust their ass, and I think everybody under 30 is, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like is feeling this intense pressure to produce.
Mm-hmm.
They can produce and become famous.
Yeah. There's money in it.
There's because there are these icons.
I'll never play for the NBA, but I could become an Insta celebrity or something.
Yeah, well, but none of them realize the amount of work that's involved. You know, you talk to somebody like Justina Zarek, and you know, a decade plus working on YouTube, and how hard she's worked.
I don't understand why she doesn't look like a little old lady. I just don't get it. she should have bags under her eyes, and her hair. She works insane hours, and everybody I know like her does. It's crazy. You have, and the pressure. I just worry that we're going to hit a wall, that all these people are just going to go, oh my God.
Well, it's already happening, but then there's always new crops and generations of talent who are young. I mean, it's the same thing for the acting industry or Hollywood. The reason why it's a young industry is because you still have that energy and you still have that naivete to go into things that are, you know, when you're a bit older, you see the writing on the wall and then you start thinking about family and sustainability and your energy. It's just a bit of a different mentality.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the danger here, by the way, is that a lot of this stuff just looks easy, right? Being an Insta celebrity, just look, I'm just taking some photos, just chilling with my friends, just like taking photos of my food. But like, you watch people, especially like my younger family, who, they want to frame their Instagram photos perfectly. So we order something when we used to go to restaurants, and it would be 5 minutes before they could actually eat it, because they would spend all the time perfectly framing everything and adding some lighting and whatnot. And as a slightly older millennial, you know, I'm on these platforms, but I'm not driven for that. I'm driven for other reasons, but I am worried about this. It's so easy. It used to be stardom. You know, people assumed, this requires a lot of work. I have to get to Hollywood. I have to do other things. You have to be driven in one way to do that.
I feel like
now it's just simple.
It's a symptom of I'm sure the vast majority young people don't think they're going to be influencers. They're busy working their ass off at an Amazon warehouse. I mean, but I think it's a larger symptom of a real economic problem in this country for sure, and maybe even globally, where you have to have two jobs to survive. You have to have that side hustle just to survive. And I just feel like we're going to hit a wall. This is not a positive thing.